It is now 7:39, and this is our Monday edition of Good Morning Pensacola. Stacy Knowles, Alex Gavin, and me with a temperature around 71 and climbing, probably going to be pushing 80 degrees before it's over with today. They're calling for a high of about 78. I think we'll make 80 if the sun will get out a bit. A very low probability of rain this morning, but there could be some scattered showers here or there, in which case it'd be 100% for you. Well, we're all concerned about the coronavirus. It is impacting our community, our state, our nation, and the rest of the world in ways we are just now beginning to become aware of. We have the opportunity to speak with Todd Thompson, who is president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce from time to time. This is one of those times. We thought we would be spend a few moments talking with him, since he, like everybody else, is concerned about what's going on with this disease. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining us. Well, the Chamber of Commerce, you're not immune yourselves, of course, and you're just as concerned as the rest of us.
Absolutely, and we want people to know that we are trying to get information out as quickly as possible to folks in the business community about what's happening and resources that are available to businesses in our community. You can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. When you pull that up, we have immediate link right there to our coronavirus resource page. On that page, you can find information about business resources, health resources, employment resources, and community resources. There's information out there, and I implore anyone who's getting information, and everything that we put out is from official government sources or experts. We just want to make sure that people are getting the correct information, the most up-to-date information, and that they get the resources that they need to help in these difficult times. A couple of things that I want to make our local business aware of. There are two loan programs that are currently available. One is the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan. That's up to $50,000 that you can get directly from the state. That is open until May 8th right now, and you can find that link on our website. And there's also the Small Business Administration Federal Small Business Disaster Loans. You can also find that link on our website. That's up to $2.5 million. It's a little bit more of a lengthy process. So you can get the bridge loan program through the state much faster, up to $50,000. So recommend to get that done first. The SBA small business loans take a little bit longer, so that's more of a process, but more money potentially. Mm-hmm. I would encourage, even if you don't feel any impact right now, if you have a business, I would say go ahead and start the application process for these loans just in case this drags on long. That way you'll have your information in, that process will be started, and you can start getting money from these sources.
Todd Thompson is president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us today to discuss some of the resources that are available. A small business is what they're all about, in a sense, and small business are probably taking some of the greatest hits. At least they have the ability to be flexible, but sometimes a lot of the stuff is just out of their control, isn't it?
That is true, and, this is a very rapidly moving situation. Things are changing quickly, but we are at the Chamber trying to get information out to support our local businesses. A couple of Facebook groups that we've started, one's called the Pensacola Takeout and Delivery Options Amid COVID-19. That's for our businesses that focus on, our restaurants, our food services, food delivery, any of those types of businesses can post their information, their menus, their hours on this Facebook site. And it's open for any business in our community. It's had a tremendous feedback. We've had over 11,000 members of this group now. So encourage restaurants and food service businesses to use that. And then we also have the Pensacola Retail and Small Business Offers Amid COVID-19 Facebook group, which are for more retail service businesses that are operating and that have more, they can provide the information about what hours, services, you know, what patrons may need to know about whether the store is open for people to come in or if they'll come to you or what exactly, you know, what's happening there. So, yeah, it's a very rapidly moving situation. Things change quickly, but we want to make sure that businesses have those resources, that people are still, you know, going to our local small businesses and supporting them.
Todd Thompson is president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Area Chamber of Commerce joining us today. Todd, you've put out your website a couple of times. Do it one more time for those that, because you have so much additional information beyond just the topic we're discussing today, valuable and useful information for people and not just businesses in our community.
Right. PensacolaChamber.com. They're there. Please use it as a resource for what's happening with the coronavirus, but also for our businesses in our community. We have a lot of information at our site.
Well, normally we would be chattering away about upcoming events and so on, but everything's basically on hold until we get past this crisis. So we look forward to staying up to date with you, and don't hesitate to use us either as an information outlet. We'd be happy to take any information you may have in regards to activities, especially involving small businesses here in town.
Right. One thing I will mention as well, we're sending out a daily news letter that has the latest in coronavirus. So if you're in the public and you're not a member of the chamber and you're not receiving these emails, please contact us. You can email news@PensacolaChamber.com, and we will add you to this email distribution list. Like I said, things are happening quickly, so we're trying to send out daily email blasts just to, so people can get the latest information and be up to date on what's happening.
All right, Todd, thank you very much for the time and for the information, and I'm sure we'll be speaking with you again in the not-too-distant future as this situation continues.
Thanks, Don. Really appreciate it.
All right, as we continue, you're listening to us. That's 1370 WCOA, and this is Good Morning Pensacola.